Good morning. Welcome to our service of worship here at St. John's Christian Church. It is good to greet you this morning as we worship together in a spirit of unity and joy and peace. Share on page, just some announcements on page 5 in your bulletin. The Book Bag Bash is happening this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Since it is now a drive-through kind of experience, it's not like a lot of hands are needed, but it is a great time to fellowship both with people of the committee and those that drive in. So if you want to stop in at 3:45 or so, feel free to do so. They have, I think, 100 backpacks all ready to pass out this day, made Facebook, and people are asking questions and those kind of things, so that is good. You can read also about Blast Sunday, which is happening on September 12th. Believe, learn, and seek truth together as we relaunch our ministries, and we'll be making all kinds of arrangements over the course of the next month. And then you can see the next announcement, and someone at 8 o'clock service said, again, I'm going on vacation again. As I shared, this first time in my time here, I've been gone for 3 different experiences during the summer, but Lynn and I are headed out on Tuesday, and I'll be back in the office on the, well, I won't be in the office much on the 11th. I'm spending 4 hours that day with our confirmands, catching up on the summer and some things like that. So see me after 3 o'clock on the 11th. And because I'm going to be gone, the Tuesday morning Bible study will not happen on the 3rd or the 10th, but we'll meet back up on the 17th. August 1st, we change our mission a month, and so we are focusing in on Back Bay Mission for the month. I know a few things about Back Bay Mission to share with you, so we have some pictures. There is the welcoming sign out in front of their campus. They have several buildings on that campus, and I'm going to highlight some of them. And the next slide shares one view of the Mission House. That is where groups that come down from all over, I think they just had their first group come ever from the state of Nebraska. They've had some groups from California this year. That's where they house everybody. It can sleep up to 40 people. But if you take a group like what goes from St. John's, we no longer use the top bunks for some reason. So we have, you know, like 20 that are available there. But a full kitchen and great places of fellowship. They also use that for their board meetings. They also use it for various conferences. The next picture is ahead. Oh, he's ahead of me. This is the same building, but on the right side, you will see their administration building. So they're very close together, and they use them in tandem. But the next picture shows the administration building, and you can see the line of people, and someone's walking away with a basket. They do house a food pantry in the administration building, and they pass things out. People can come in and choose off the shelf what they want, and then they have holiday giveaways and things like that. And then here is the inside of the Micah Day Center. That is a new building since Hurricane Katrina back in 2005. And it is a homeless shelter during the day. So people can come in and take advantage of laundry services and get a shower. They can log on to accounts and search for jobs and do various paperwork. It's also used here for a conference. We've had some workshops here as groups, and so that's part of their ministry as well. And then the next group is the shelters that Back Bay Mission has erected for homeless veterans. So the building to the right has 2 apartments in it, and the bigger building to the left has, I think, 6 apartments. And so they have an ongoing ministry for homeless veterans. And then the last number of pictures are some of the projects that St. John's has helped with. You can see that Back Bay has gotten into new house construction, which is always much easier to do than home repair. And the next slide, we will test to see if Bud Beck remembers this. This was the project in 2000 where we went down for our first time in a while, and that porch was falling off, and only because Bud was with us, we could straighten it up, level it, and rebuild it. And it's still somewhat together today, made it through the hurricane, but it's not painted white anymore. The next picture shows one of the major roof projects we did. Biloxi has lots of homes, and I'll show you another one soon, that they have the central home and they add on, and they just kind of throw roofs together. And this one leaked like crazy, and so that was a major project that we did. And then the next picture is more recent, where this is a Monday morning, and the guy in the center, in the cap, is explaining to the group what we're going to be doing during that week. And then the last shot is why we go down and why we support all of the ministries of Back Bay. This is a couple, I don't remember which one, either the man or the woman. This was their parents' and their grandparents' place. Again, a central home with five different additions attached to it. We tore some of those additions down, and we strengthened here their carport, and the whole house was completely renovated. Not by our group, we got the framing started, but each week another group comes until the project is done and Back Bay Mission is back up and running. You can read in the visitor that we have a trip scheduled in March of 2022. And this is our mission of the month for August.
Our opening scripture is the first 12 verses of Psalm 51. This is the Psalm of David that he wrote after Nathan came to him for being with Bathsheba. Psalm 51, 1 through 12. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Let us pray. O Lord Almighty God, you who've created our universe and created each of us, you love us so well. We know it is through your great mercy that we are able to come to you, that we are able to receive forgiveness of our sins, and we are able to enjoy the fellowship with your Spirit. Lord, we ask that you be with us now as we come together to worship you. Open our eyes and open our hearts to the wisdom and the truths that you would share with us. Open our spirits to your love and help us to share that with each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Let's rise as we're able and sing of the greatness of our Lord, His mercy and faithfulness. The first is number 31, Great is the Lord. Now number 43, Great is thy faithfulness, His mercies are new every morning.
Thank you.
Now let us join together in the unison prayer of confession, which you can find in the bulletin or on the screen. Lord, I come to you with a heart seeking release. As I praise you this day, I desire to confess my sins to you, asking your forgiveness, pledging my repentance, reaccepting the cost of my discipleship to you. I beg you to release me from my burden of sin, washing me anew with the grace of Christ, for this is a new day, and I trust in you, my God, to cleanse me and deliver me. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
And it is in the name of our Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we have this assurance. He is the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. Let us sing hymn number 220, He Lives.
As we come before the Lord in prayer this morning, I add the following in addition to the concerns shared on the back of the bulletin. I heard from Roger Merrillett that his granddaughter Chloe's parents are going to have a Zoom session with her physicians this week to see about what is next in her time of recovery and time of treatment. So please continue to be in prayer for that family. Lynn and I were scheduled to lead worship at Fairlawn on Friday, first time to be able to be back in there, and unfortunately got the call Friday morning that there was a COVID outbreak, and so they were closing down any aspect of outside visitors. And so learned from Richard that Wayne Spies was one of those that had contracted, and he had a little high fever for a while, but all the cases are mild, but there are 16 confirmed cases. So please be praying for the staff and the residents, and also the residents' family. Heard that Ralph Greaser had recently fallen and he fractured a kneecap. Another sign that he continues to grow weaker as days go by. So continue to be praying for Ralph and for Bonnie. 2 weeks from today will be Presentation Sunday, and we have four of our confirmands that will be presenting that day. And I would ask you to be in prayer for Ollie McDonald and Leah Nafsinger, Joshua Reeb, and Reagan Rutledge. They're in that process of preparing for that and could use your prayers. Just spent time with them and with the seventh or the new eighth grade confirmands, and I think they're going to be very well prepared. So please be in prayer for them. Let's bow before the Lord. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, God of joy, God of creation, God of love, God of fellowship, God of peace, God of strength. Lord, there are so many ways that we know you, so many ways that you reveal yourself to us, so many attributes that we can lift up before you to praise you and to glorify not only your name, but your presence and your reality, your truth, your will. So we have come into this time of worship to worship you, to glorify you, to acknowledge you. Lord, we thank you for all that are here. We thank you for all that are connected in. We thank for you, thankful for those that will hear the radio service next week and will listen to this live stream later in the day or later in the week. A time to be connected, a time to worship, a time to be reminded of the strength and the truth of your written word, the Bible. Lord, we're thankful for those that are here this day. We thank you for our guests and for our visitors. We pray your blessing upon them that they would experience the peace of your spirit and the friendship of the congregation. Lord, you know that in this world that you have charged us to be caretakers of, there is so much going on. There is deep drought in part of our country. There are severe fires in the western part of our country. There is discord. There is disunity. There's political discord going on. There's pandemic and news cases being cited still or renewed. There's angst. And Lord, we pray for your sense of unity. Lord, when we don't agree on daily life, on work, on mission, on politics, on whatever it might be, Lord, instead of shouting out our disunity, may we seek what binds us together, the unity that we have in Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. The symbolism of the cross, that Jesus died for all, not just for me, not just for you, not just for us or I, but for all. And so we pray for the people and the staff, the residents and the families of Fairlawn because they are part of us. We pray for our nation. We pray for our world. Lord, as we think about relaunching all of our various ministries, not only with a new beginning, but with new energy and new faithfulness, Lord, I pray that you will lift up those of our congregation that are willing to serve, that have a belief and a faith in Jesus Christ as Lord, and they want to be able to share that with energy and enthusiasm. Lord, help us prepare for that relaunching time and that time of fellowship and worship and celebration. Lord, we pray your blessing upon Ollie and Leah and Joshua and Reagan. as they spend these 2 weeks thinking about their presentations and putting that together, but also the rest of the service, Lord, as they think about scriptures and songs and hymns, Lord, may they be guided by your joy and by your will. Lord, we pray for Ralph and Bonnie as Ralph has fallen and fractured a kneecap. Lord, as his health continues to change. Lord, as those that know Ralph know that his faith in you is strong. It's unchanging. And we thank you for your spirit of peace upon him and upon Bonnie. Lord, we continue to pray for Bob and Barbara, for Jody, for Bryce and for Teresa, and for Tracy and for Jim Barnes. Lord, may they know, may they sense, may they see, may they hear, may they feel your holy presence, a presence of peace that pervades their soul and their spirit and their body. And Lord, as we worship this day, tune our hearts to your word that we would be strengthened to be united as we are united in the prayer of our Lord, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.